coming up next, we have Mr. Steve Larson. He just came in. I'm going to add him in, and we're going to get to talk to this young man.
How's it going?
Steve, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I wore red because somehow I knew you'd be in red.
Red or black, those are the two.
I had a 50-50 shot, and the room was black, so I was going to get it anyway. So I know who you are. I know that you are the launch expert. You are, you know, one of the most educated people when it comes out of Two Comma, except for Mr. Russell Brunson himself. But I wanted to give, you know, you an opportunity to just kind of tell people a little bit about your story, what you do and who you are, and why that says capitalist pig on the back. We're going to talk about that later.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. You know, I started out just wanting to be an entrepreneur, and from a pretty young age, I was selling a lot of just random stuff and never made a business out of it for a while. And, you know, and then in college, I went through a lot of tries, a lot of attempts. You know, first the product wouldn't be good, you know, or the product would be good and the business would be bad, or the product would be good and the marketing would be terrible or whatever. It took me a while to realize all the pieces that have to fit together in order to actually play the game. I went through 34 product tries over 5 years. And any sane person gets a job at that point.
Yeah, we're not sane.
You know, I don't know. I just wanted it. I wanted it really bad. And it was for a lot of reasons, but I mostly wanted to just prove to myself that I could do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I went and I kept building stuff, putting things together. And it worked a little bit to varying degrees. The next one. I ended up working for Russell Brunson, and I couldn't afford to go to his event. So I started trading these internet sales funnels, sales websites is another way to say it, for plane tickets to his event. And I would build another one and say, hey, don't pay me. You know, instead buy the event ticket or the hotel night or whatever. And I ended up kind of bootstrapping my way there. And I was enough of a nerd at their software by the time I got there. They knew who I was and offered me a job. And how it happened.
I mean, you just mentioned the word bootstrapping, and you are in our summit, and I want to thank you for that. You know, we did move the date for the summit because there are quite a few people that are dropping a summit at the end of October, and I didn't want to compete with them. And sure. I'm a guest on their summit, and I'm like, no, I want to support them. I want to promote their summit. So I moved ours a little bit further behind everybody else. So we're November 16th to the 18th, but you are there. Woo. And I'm super excited about it because you do come in and tell people, you know, just how you go more detailed into how you bootstrap. But right now I got a bone to pick with you, young man.
Bring it on.
I this week was supposed to be my rest week. I'm like, I'm going to do this marathon. And then I'm good, my show out for the week, and that's it. But no, I have your latest package. And I thought it was going to be something I could just slip into, watch a couple of hours of, and go, yeah, I know that. You got really cool people and topics and subjects. And it's like addictive. You need popcorn and just really. I didn't know that. So can we talk about, you know, what your new package is, what your new launch is, and what you're doing?
I actually put so much stuff out. I'm not quite sure which one you're talking about.
I'm talking about the one where it's the last offer you have.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that one is good, good. So all your stuff is good, but that one is good, good stuff.
Yeah, your final offer. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to go do a summit. Thanks, I appreciate bringing that up. But the problem is that most people, when they go do a summit or they name a product, they'll name it something to the effect of, you know, offer summit. And it's just not interesting. It's a title, not a headline. You know, that's a title, not a hook. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know, one of the fastest ways you can get someone interested in you is to put them in a cool scenario. And especially for activities that are for cheaper, kind of bottom of the value ladder things. I was like, all right, let's think about this. So the hook was, yeah, if the doctor said you got to stop working in 90 days or you're going to die, what would your final offer be that would fund the rest of your life? You know, and that's a pretty serious question. I understand it could be actually be sensitive, but it's a conceivable scenario. And so I thought it'd be neat to make that scenario and then go bring it in front of a whole bunch of internet millionaires or people who've made $1 million bucks online and have them answer that scenario.
And they answer it truthfully and honestly. And it's like they're not holding back. It's not a used car sales pitch. You come in and go, you know, all you got to do is these four things and I'll tell you next week. And they never tell you that it's really, really, really good. And I'm sitting there going, this man, I thought he was becoming my friend. I'm going to be up all night going, what's my last launch? What am I thinking? You are a genius when it comes to this launch stuff, man. I mean, I'm watching all your stuff. You got a new building coming now. I saw that. You're on air like more than I am, you know, which is a lot. And that's why I'm doing live stream. Like, he's not leaving me in the dust. I got to go do live stream now. So, can you tell people how they can find you, what shows you're doing, where you're found, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I've got several shows out online now. The first one was Sales Funnel Radio, and that kind of documented my journey from broke, negative cash flow to 5 million. And then I stopped the show and we started, I have a lot of shows, but the major one right now is called Launch for Profit. And it focuses on launching strategies online. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, so it focuses on launching strategies online. You can cover that in a seminar or a webinar, which I'm sure you will. But how do you make that an actual show where you're bringing in other topics around it? How does that work?
So if you listen to the intro in it, I'm picking a bone with the fact that we think internet equals marketing. And that's really not, or posting on Facebook is marketing. That is not marketing. That's a way to do marketing, but it's not marketing itself. And I like to kind of pick the bone with the industry that we all play in and say, like, let's go act like these rich dead marketers were alive today. Think about what they had to go do to sell because the internet didn't exist. They had all kinds of crazy strategies to get lots of attention and noise in their direction. And now that now that you learn those, now let's apply the internet. And now the internet is no longer a crutch, you know? And so that's really what the focus of the show is me showing what those patterns are, teaching what a lot of my campaigns are. It's been fun. It's kind of a unique angle on marketing, but it's fun.
So you tell this story about, you know, having a Russell Brunson book in one hand, a rifle in the other, because you're prior, he's prior Navy before you guys go running telling the cops, okay? or prior, I should say prior Army, I'm prior Navy.
Oh, cool.
And what's the difference? Like when I think about my military career, it gave me a really strong foundation for everything else that I do, you know? But how does it compare to what you were thinking when you started this journey? Did you go, it's nothing like I thought it would be, or is it exactly what you thought it would be?
You know, I don't know. I've told a lot of my friends I suffer from insatiable curiosity. So I just want to know what stuff looks like. It was in a training. It was not, you know, nothing was happening. But it's 10 days in the dirt, and I had Russell Brunson's .com secrets in one hand in the prone with my M16 in my other, and I lay down the weapon, take out the little pen from the pen holder, pick it back up before a drill sergeant would come by. And that's how I read that first book. And it changed my life. And I thought that marketing back then was as simple as buying some ads.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was as simple as build funnel, turn ads on. And in essence, it is. But by understanding really what's going on underneath the hood, you make it a lot easier to actually pull off successfully. Mm-hmm. So I've really, that's the reason for the whole capitalist pig thing. You talked about that at the beginning.
Yeah.
One of my favorite moves, in fact, I was at a, these guys are like a multi-$100 million real estate company, you know, and I was over there with them this last week and I was pulling this, just the same moves. And we were trying to find something they could ride the noise behind. You know, I was like, I didn't create the capitalism versus socialism thing, but I'm just taking a stand on something I truly believe and riding the waves. I didn't understand when I first read those books, you know, as a marketer, you really only have two options. You know, it's mm-hmm. you can either create noise. It's very costly. It's mentally very taxing. I mean, you got deep pockets or deep will, you know, willpower. The second option, though, is simply to align with where it's already noisy.
Yeah.
And so I mean, socialism versus capitalism is an argument that is getting even louder in our day and age right now. So I was like, well, I'll make a stand. I believe that. I'm going to put it on a shirt. We're going to sell a shirt, you know, then on the back of that noise, I can sell my products. And it's faster than me doing the first option, which is just the equivalent of standing on a street corner yelling, you know.
Making a whole lot of noise.
Yeah.
People that really don't want to hear it because they don't even know what you're talking about. They're like, what are you yelling about?
Yeah. It's faster marketing.
It's faster marketing. Before I let you get out of here, because I know that thank you so much for coming, because your schedule is way crazier than mine. I know people are watching. They're going, well, of course he can do that. He can come up with all kinds of shows and products and blah, 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 because he has a team. He has, you know, all the time in the world. You do not. all of that kind of stuff. But they're going, I got to take care of the family. I got to work my job. When am I supposed to find time to start this dream career? What would you tell somebody with that?
It's a valid question. I love stumping you.
You know that, right? I literally love stumping you.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan. I don't really believe in balance because who can define it? No one can define it. When do you know you've achieved life balance? And so I think that we end up chasing this facade that I don't even know if I'm hitting it or not. And so I have a hard time, like, if you literally want to live your life where it's you do the exact same thing every day, day in and day out, like, yes, I think you can have a little more, but a lot of entrepreneurship is just not that way. You're rolling with the punches. There's a new marketing thing coming out. Do you know what's happening over there? Okay, let's get a new product out. It's very, I had a teacher in college sit me down and he's like, what do you want to do? It's like, I don't know. I could go in supply chain. I also like finance a lot. Coding was kind of interesting. And he's like, no, none of those. You need to be a marketer. And I was like, I honestly made fun of marketing. I was like, nah, it seems so dumb. Those guys, they don't have a real career. Are you kidding me? Like, that's kind of the weak way out, you know? And he was like, no, marketers are solving new problems at a like sickening pace, Steve. And he's like, you'd be good at that. So if you're like just starting out, the first thing I would say is to take note of the fact that you may not feel like you're balanced, because you probably won't be. I don't know anything that doesn't make a lot of money without a lot of obsession behind it. It's just, you know, and then I'd say the other part to that, though, that doesn't mean you always need to be glued to your chair. Constraint creates amazing systems. You know, my dad, I asked him for money once when I just didn't have any cash. And I was in college, couldn't feed my family. And we were getting right to that bottom of the wallet barrel there. You know, we had no cash. You know, and I was like, Dad, can you throw me some cash? And he goes, son, no. He says, if I give you this money now, you will not exhaust the resources you didn't know you had. Those are the exact words. And what it taught me was how to be resourceful with not much resources. And it taught me how to, you know, honestly, kind of pony up. Frankly, you know, just get at it. Like, no one's coming to save me. And that's a really important thing for people to realize when they're going to go be an entrepreneur. No one's coming to save you. And so it's all on your shoulders. And while that's freaky, it's also liberating. And actually, like, oh, I own every one of my good and bad outcomes. And that's one of the big secrets. And so if you're like, I only have so much time, I'm the same. I built my stuff in 2 to 3 hours every single day. That was all I could scrape out, 2 or 3 hours a day. And Yeah.
I got to thank you. I can't think of a better point to end this short interview. And I thank you for answering my call again. You come right in and answer my call. I'm going to tell everybody out there, if you're trying to find Steve, hashtag his name on Google and he will come running at you so you can see all of his products and all of his services. Get on this man's list, especially if you're in business, starting business, growing business. He definitely can help you kind of navigate your course. He is definitely helping me. I thank you, sir. I am a total fan and you are totally one of my mentors. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Tigo. Appreciate it.
See you soon.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye. Bye.